to serve a first week in Lent. And the messages are very beautiful and very profound. In the Gospel, our Lord tells us that we must not make his house into a den of thieves, because people were doing dishonest things in the name of God in his house. They were doing what God commanded, but they were doing it dishonestly. So he chased them out and turned over their tables. But in the first reading from the prophet St. Isaiah, we have a very beautiful message that goes to each and every one of us. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And of course, you need to think that if he says, while he may be found, while he is near, it means that there will be a time that you cannot find him. You will look for him, just like the beautiful bride in the book of the Canticle of Canticles in the Old Testament. Where is he? I'm looking for my beloved, and he cannot be found. And he's hiding behind the wall. The same thing will happen to the whole church, and I think it is happening, and will happen to each and every one of us in our own spiritual life. So seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and look for him while he is near, because he is near. And of course, he's here. We are here in his presence, in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the tabernacle, the gateway to heaven, the house of God. And of course, today there are several things that went on, or are going on. First of all, as we speak, we are getting a new parishioner. I haven't heard yet if the baby was born or not yet, but it was earlier. The baby that was expected now for 9 months by the Brenda family, whom I also brought into the church here in this parish. And they're wonderful little babies whom I call the noisemakers, because they're quiet now pretty much, but they weren't always. And they're always smiling and looking after to see what Canon is doing. Now they will be joined by another one. And so we give thanks to God for the births that are taking place in this holy house of God. In addition, for me, it is a very special day for two reasons. Many years ago, maybe about 4 or 5, a little blonde boy, a little towhead, as they call us, was only a little bit over 3 feet tall, was dressed all in white, with a candle in his hand, and he was making on this day his first Holy Communion. A day that I will never forget as long as I live, even though I was not yet 5. It was a very wonderful, wonderful day. And later on, years after, on this very day, was the day on which I gave the last Holy Communion to my dearest and best friend, Evie Jujan, for whom the Masses are the rest of this week, as he requested. And it was in the midnight hours of this night that he would die. And so I gave him the last communion on the anniversary of my first communion. I don't think that was an accident. I don't think that was chance. It was the will of God. And of course, how can I ever forget? In the meantime, we give thanks to God for this other life. He was my best friend, my secretary. He assisted in founding the Schola, the choir, and the Holy Name Society, and many, many things that happened in this parish that happened because of his work. The last 3 years of his life were absolutely hellish, and he was very, very ill until he died. And we prayed and we prayed, but it was not God's will to answer it. It was God's will to take him to himself. The young die, only the young die young, as they say. The good die young. And he indeed died very, very young. And so today we give thanks to God for these things. The first communion, the last communion. And seek ye the Lord while he may be found. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.